It's Tuesday, August 8th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The conflicting story of remote workers 18% less productive as remote work is equated to an 8% raise. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center releases guidance on shadow IT, and Microsoft sets deadlines for the transition to the new commerce experience platform. This is the Business of Tech. Some head-spinning studies to look at. A new study by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that remote workers are 18% less productive than office workers, with the productivity gap increasing to 27% for workers who preferred working from home. The researchers suggest that workers who most need to be around the house during the workday are the most distracted working from home. However, the study only observed workers in Chennai, India, and the findings may not apply to other countries. The research also note that policies addressing constraints like childcare and elder care could have substantial effects on aggregate productivity. The report suggests that 2/3 of the drop in productivity was evident from day one, while the remainder was due to office workers learning more quickly than work-from-home employees over time. Yet, as the labor market tightens, remote work is increasingly valued as a critical benefit, with workers considering flexible workplaces equivalent to an 8% raise. Employers that insist upon bringing employees back to in-person work are seeing slower hiring rates, with companies that have full-time remote work seeing a 5% increase in their staffing levels over the last year, compared to just 2.6 for full-time in-person offices. According to a report from Levels.fyi, smaller tech companies are now paying more than big tech firms, especially in AI and AR and VR. Netflix was the only major tech company to make it to the top pay-for-engineers list with less than 15 years of experience, while Meta only broke into the top 7 once for the first half of 2023. Most of the highest-paying companies in the report are smaller operations, such as Databricks and Stripe. According to CompTIA's analysis of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data, the tech industry added 5,432 employees in July, with hiring in IT and custom software services and systems design leading the way. The tech occupation unemployment rate fell to 1.8%, the lowest since January 2023. However, employers eased back on job postings for tech occupations, and most major markets saw a decline in tech job postings, though some under-the-radar regions experienced growth. Nationwide, according to the ADP National Employment Report, private employers created 324,000 jobs in July, and annual pay was up 6.2% year-over-year. The report is based on the payroll transactions of more than 25 million U.S. workers and provides insight into the state of jobs and pay. Why do we care? We may end up in a world where productivity decreases to accommodate employees who are increasingly hard to find. And that could well be offset by AI, too. I'm team remote regarding my general philosophy, as I'm inclined to believe that finding unique humans who are capable and have the necessary skills will be the headline. That said, I also believe two more statements. First, there isn't one answer. We're all searching for the right way to work, and there isn't one. That's good news for those in the business of helping businesses with their technology needs. Second, the data won't be here for a few more years. That leaves a lot of opportunities to find the best business outcomes for you and your customers. Again, it's good news for those in the advice business. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center has published new guidance to help organizations identify and reduce shadow IT, which is the use of technology, systems, software, applications, and services within an organization without the explicit approval, knowledge, or oversight of the IT department or the organization's official IT policies. The risks associated with shadow IT include the possibility of exfiltration of sensitive corporate data and malware infections that could lead to data theft or cyber espionage. Why do we care? This is one of those resources that's useful to leverage. Struck by one paragraph. Quote, Avoid unnecessary lockdowns of enterprise IT, such as preventing external collaboration with cloud storage or not having an instant messaging platform. If you can anticipate your users' needs, you may be able to prevent shadow IT from starting. Or, said more simply, don't be the department of no. It's sound advice to remember. Microsoft continues pushing its new Commerce Experience, or NCE, platform with deadlines for the public sector, legacy, and multi-year offers. Starting in November, Microsoft solution providers can move public sector subscriptions to the NCE platform, and 2 months later, Microsoft will begin to migrate any remaining legacy seat-based subscriptions for private and public sector customers. Microsoft will automatically move those remaining legacy offers to annual NCE commitments, and solution providers will have 7 days to change subscription terms, the quantity, or to cancel subscriptions. The deadlines add to the stress solution providers are experiencing as they continue to work through changes under the new Microsoft AI Cloud Partner Program. Why do we care? This is tactical information. You may not like it, but providers doing business with Microsoft need to do business the Microsoft way. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful, outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, International Cat Day. The internet was made for this day. A reminder for those listening on Stitcher, and I know some of you are there, know that the app is being discontinued at the end of the month, so make sure to switch to a new one. This podcast is on all the major platforms. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.